Chess, my reina Rav Shlita, Marunan, Barabunan, Baraboisai. Unfortunately, I think I've already got a chazukah now, speaking here Tisha B'Av. It's one chazukah I would like to be mevatel, Emir Tashem, or Boishim Shalhelfen. This should be the last Tisha B'Av that we have to be here, Emir Tashem, Lashona Habo, Lashona Hazer, Birshalayim. We should all be zoiche mitz Hashem that this should be the last and the final Tisha B'Av. We said today in the kinnas, in Kinnah Lamed Hei, the Bala Kinnah describes to us the moment of the actual Chorban Beis Hamikdash, the final seconds, how the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash was brought to a halt. And it's written in the Kinnah the following words. Bevoyom, when the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash, Motzi Koyhanim Shoimrei HaMareches. They found there the Koyhanim standing there. Val Mishmeroisom Omdi. They were standing on their places. V'loi Ozvi HaMaleches. And they did not forsake the Melucha, the Avoida of the Beis HaMikdash. Until their blood was spilled, kimeime mahapeches, like waters, like rivers of blood. They were geschochten, standing there whilst they were doing the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. And the same thing is mentioned in Kinnah Chof Dalet, v'hakoyhanim v'halevim al mishmeroisom nishchutim. They were killed, standing al mishmeroisam, whilst they were doing the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. And when I saw this kinnah, my first reaction was, at Surach Ian, I don't understand. Because we all know that Chazal tell us in Mishnah, Masechtas Tanis, and Daf Chavuv Amud Beis, that from Shiva Usa B'Tamuz was Butel HaTumid, Yishalayim had been under siege, and there were no more karbunas, there were no more animals which were being brought into Yishalayim. And the very last karbon to be offered was Shiva Usa B'Tamuz. And from Shiva Usa B'Tamuz, there were no karbunas. So how can it be that we're told in the kinnas that Tisha B'Av, the Goyim come into the Beis HaMikdash and they find there the Kohanim, Shoim Ramal Reches Al Mishmeroisim Omdi, and they didn't forsake their places. L'chore, there was no more avoida. And we know that the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash already from Shvi Shel Ov, Zung Chazal. They came into the Beis HaMikdash and they were controlling the Beis HaMikdash. So how can it be that Oy Bezoi, the Kohenim, was still standing with the Levim doing the avoida until suddenly they were killed? However, there is another Gemara, a Gemara Masechtas Erechin in Daf Yud Aleph Umad Beis, tells us the Gemara as follows. Kashachurav Habayis Barishoina, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the first big Mikdash, Oysa Hayoim Tisha B'Av Hoya. Vahoyi, says the Gemara, Mishmartoi Shel Yahoyriv Hoysa. It was the Mishma of Yahoyriv, one of the mishmur of the mishpuchas of the Kohanim. Vahoyi Kohanim v'levim oimdim al dichunam v'oimrim shira. Says the Gemara, the Kohanim were standing with the Levim on their places v'oimrim shira. Ema shira omri. What shira did they say? Says the Gemara, Vayusha Valeim as Oinam Ivarusam Yatzmisem. This is the Mizmah which we say the Shir Shal Yoim of every Wednesday. Veloy Spiki Loima Yatzmisem Hashem Eloikeini. They were not even able to finish off the last few words of that Mizmah. Yatzmisem Hashem Eloikeini, the Reboinishim should destroy all our enemies. Ad Shabu Oivim Vekovshim, until they were overcome by the enemies and they were killed. Vechem Besheini. And the same thing happened, says the Gemara, by Chorban Bayis Sheini. Freik the Gemara, our Kasha. How could it be that they were doing Navoida? But the avoided become butl from Shiva Usta Batamas. Answers the Gemara, Ben Buka Ekrui Ba'alma Hi De Isramilihi. You're right, there'd be no more karbunas for 3 weeks since the Shiva Usta Batamas. Or Batisha Bav in the morning, they came across Ben Buka Ekrui Ba'alma. They came across one lone animal and they decided to bring it up, says the Gemara, as a oilus nadova. So the Gemara tells us the Kohanim were standing by Vaidusam, Vileviim, Beshiram, Vizimram, and they didn't manage to finish off that one last mizmoi to say the last words, Yatzmisim Hashem Elokeini. The Gemara doesn't tell us the significance that they didn't finish, they didn't manage to finish. What would have been if they would have finished? But the Zoya Kudosh at the end of Parshas Vayeshev does tell us. And the same mass is brought down in the Zoya Kudosh. And there the Zoya Kudosh adds on a few words. Was pa'ins in the Gemara Shteitnish. Says the Gemara, Di'i hava omrele. If the Levim would have finished off this mizmoy and would have said these last words, Yatzmisem Hashem Elokeini, Loi hava lahoin takuna. The Goyim would have had no takuna. They would have been unable to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They would not have been able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. If Levim would have finished off those last few words, the Goyim would never have been able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Azoy zuk the Zoya Kodesh. And when I saw this, I was rather taken aback, and I was rather puzzled. Because, as we know, these words are the Shir Shel Yoyim, which the Kohan, the Levim, sang every single Wednesday in the Beis HaMikdash. They had sung this over the last 400 years, thousands of times. And yet the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So what does the Zoya Kodesh mean? That, like his Piki Loima, they were unable to finish off those last words, Yatzmisem Hashem Elokeini. And if they would have finished off, then the Goyim would have been unable to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. My Ilmei, what power did this last Mizmosh have, which the last 400 years, all those thousands of times, they were unable with their Mizmosh to achieve this. So the Mashur, already then Erchin, asks Akasha. The Gemara tells us the Kohanim were standing, and it was the Mishmash Shel Yehoiriv. What's the difference? Who were the Kohanim? Lamai Nafgemina? So the Mashu says, it's Leider a Simen Ra, Yehoiriv is from Lushan Riv. As Rabboinu Shel Magata Riv, as we know, a Machloike Satan of Klal Yisrael, so Simuna Milsehi, the last Mishm of Kohanim to do that void in the Beis HaMikdash, was Kohanim for Mishpachas Yehoiriv to be meramez on this inyan of the Rabboinu Shel had a riv on Klal Yisroel. Azoy zuk the Mashu. I would like, however, to give a different explanation, Efsha, a tam leshvach. Why does the Gemara tell us, Dafka, it's important for us to know, it was the Mishma of Yehoiriv? The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Tanis in Daf Chof Zayin, that in the Zman from Migdish Rishon, the Mishma fin Yehoiriv was the chushivsta, the greatest, and the most important of all the chuvdalid mishmuris of the Kohanim. Mishpachas Yehoiriv was the chushivsta Mishma, the greatest family of Kohanim, bizman Bayis Rishon. Oba tells us the Gemura, in Bayis Sheni, they were demoted. They lost their chashivas. And whereas in Bayis Rishon, they were always the first one, because they were the first on the list as the chashivas, in Bayis Sheni, says the Gemara, they were no longer had that chashivas. The reason being was, because when Ezra HaSofer came back after Gulas Rishon to build the Beis HaMikdash, Mishpachas Yehoiriv, for some reason, weren't from the first ones to come back with Ezra HaSofer. And as a result, they made a knas on Mishpachas Yehoiriv that they had lost their chashivas, which they had bizman bayis rishon, and they were demoted as a knas, and therefore Yehoyriv was no longer had this chashivas that they had bizman bayis rishon. So therefore, we understand now why does the Gemara find it important to tell us that it was Mishpachas Yehoyriv who they were the ones who they did not desert their posts bizman the chorban fin bayis sheni. We know, unfortunately, Avisaini Sipri Luni, from the time of the Second World War, what happened Nebuch to a Yid if he was discovered by a Nazi, Yimach Shemoy, holding a siddur with a tefillin in his hands, daring to eat a piece of matzah on Pesach, sitting in a sick on sickers. Any Yid who was discovered by a German doing any type of mitzvah was achas dusoy lehomis. And Yidin tried desperately, mit moedike mesiris nefesh, to try their best, try their hardest to somehow keep the mitzvahs, and the Germans, Yimach Shemom, shouldn't see and shouldn't realize what was going on. However, bringing a korban is not something you can do bit sinner. Everybody sees one brings an animal up to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't just put an animal in your pocket. You can't just cover him up. One has to shech the animal. And then afterwards one has to be makriv the behemoth, oil al gaba hamizbeach, the eish hamizbeach. And then the kohanim was singing this mirus, this shira. A shira kemen nishzingen stilla hait. This is something one sees. This is something one hears. This was a meshinadike gevira from these kohanim and these levim to come along and under the very noses of the Romans, hoye kohanim levim oim de maldichunam va oimrim shira. They stood there and they were singing shira. Now we understand the words of the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh tells us that if they would have been able to finish off that one last mizmoy, then lo yhava lohoin takuna, the goyim would have had no takuna. Oh, but they'd sung this mizmoy thousands of times. The answer is that this last mizmoy, which was sung with such a madrega of Mesiris Nefesh, this was by Keya Rakim. And this Mizmoy had the koyach that if they would have been able to finish off these words, Yatsmise Mashem Eloikeini, the Rebbein Shem destroy all our enemies, there would have been no Chom Beis HaMikdash. But what happened was, later the Gemara says, Vloi Hispiki Loima, the Rebbein Shem didn't allow them to finish off that one last Mizmoy. Why didn't the Rabbeinu Shem allow them? So we find in Medrash Tehillim on the Pusik, Al Nahar Ois Buvel, Shom Yoshavni, Gam Bochini Bezochreini Yesiyoin. The Yidin sat down, Yem Yahanuvi had accompanied the Yidin on their journey into Gulis. And when they came to Nahar Ois Buvel, Yerem Yanuvi said to them, I can no longer go with you. I've got to go back to be with the Yidin here, the Sheis HaPleita in Eretz Yisroel. And the Yidin sat down and they started to cry. And they begged Yerem Yanuvi, please don't desert us. Please don't leave us in our difficult time. Una Yermia va'una lehem, said Yerem Yanuvi to them, Meid ani olai shemayim va'uretz. Ili bechisem bechia achas at she'atem betzioin loy gelisem. If only you would have cried like you're crying now, when you were betzioin in Eretz Yisroel, loy gelisem, there would have never been a gulis. But now it's too late. Those kohanim mishpachas Yehoyriv and those levim who sang that one last shira, did that last final avoida with a meshinadika madreg of Messias Hanefesh, while Mishmeroisom Nishchutim, their tefillah would have gone up to Shemayim and there would not have been a Chorban. But what happened was, V'loi hispiki loima yatzmisem Hashem Elokeini. Boy Shem said, I'm sorry, it's too late. You've missed the boat, it's too late. Now the tefillahs can no longer be accepted. So Boy Shem didn't allow them to finish off that one last tefillah. And what they had davened beforehand had not been on that madrega. If only they would have exhibited azar mesiras nefesh. If only they would have exhibited how much the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash was important and chushiv to them beforehand. Then, like Yirmi Anovi said, loy gelisem, they would have never have gotten to gulis. Reb Tzvi Hershfer writes in Parshas Noach and Azuk the Zelbevot in his Mamurim on Yomim Neruim, we say, Ani Rishoin v'ani Achroin mi Baludai ein Eloikim. Zuk Reb Tzvi Hershfer, it's written in Parshas Noach. The Rabbi Nishum told Noach to instruct the Doi HaMabel that there's going to come Hini Mevi Mabel al Huretz. The Rabbi Nishum is bringing a Mabel. The Rabbi Nishum gave them enough time to do Tshiva. 120 years. The 120 years were up, said the Rabbi Nishloilim to Noach. Boil at Teva. Kates Kalbusa Bula Funai. The Mabel is starting. Noach goes into the Teva with his family, says the Pusik, Vayizgoy Hashem Ba'adoy. The Rabbi Nishloilim closed, he locked the door behind him. Zuk Reb Tzvi Hershfer, Gewaldige Ha'ura, B'derech Klal, we're not Meisim Lev. Why does the Pusik tell us, why was it important? Vayizgoy Hashem Ba'adoy. The Rabbi Nishloilim had to close, to lock the door. Noach had built the Teva. I'm sure he was capable himself of locking the door himself. He probably put on good bolts because they had told him, the Doya Mabel, when we see you going into Teva, we're going to come, we're going to smash your Teva to pieces. So he knew that the second he goes into the Teva, that he's going to be attacked, they're going to come and try and open the door. So no doubt Noach had come along and he had made sure that there were good locks on the door. What's the Pusik telling us? The Rabbi Nishlam closed the door. Zuk Reb Tzvi Hershfer as follows. 120 years the Rabbi Nishlam waited, the door Mabel should do Tshiva. They never did Tshiva. Suddenly the Rabbi Nishlam tells Noach, time to go into the Teva. And Niftechi Aribois Hashamayim. Suddenly there comes down a rain, a tornado, a hurricane like no one had ever seen. They realize this is not a regular rain. And they realize the Mabel is starting. So they come running. They want to suddenly now do Tshiva. Noach, you were right. We chotusi ovisi pashati. Let us in. Abazuk Reb Tzvi Hershfer, now it's too late. Vayizgoy Hashem ba'adoy. The Rebbein Shem has locked the door. Ne'iles sha'urim. The gates have been closed. It's too late. You've missed the boat, literally. You've missed the boat. 120 years, and now you have missed the boat. This is the same thing which happened here by the Beis HaMikdash. 400 years the Beis HaMikdash had stood. Yirmiyahu HaNavi warned them again and again. They have to do tshiva. They took no notice. They saw, unfortunately, things were going downhill. Asura Batavis, Yerushalayim was surrounded. Abeloi Hemini, we said today in the Kinnus, no one ever believed that they'll be able to conquer Yerushalayim. So, Nishkefelech, they're surrounded. They had so much food there to keep them going, Loil and Vued. The Romans will give up eventually. They'll see they can't get through. They'll give up. But somehow, Shiva Usa Batamas, they managed and the Karbunas came to an end. And then the Yid Nebuch, they realized there's no more kabunas, there's no more avoida. Tisha B'Av in the morning, they found one last behemoth. Oh, but by then it was too late. Writes the Chofetz Chaim, Kama pe'omim in his sforim. The same lesson applies to us now, Bizman Hagulis. Shloima HaMelech says in Koheles, Perek Yud Beis, Zechoyes Boirecho, remember your Creator, B'yemei Bechiroi Secho, when you're still young, Ada Shelo Yavoyi Yemei Harua, before there comes the days of Rua, a person becomes old, a Kenshonish, a Gaychonish, V'higi Shunim, Asha'ein Bahem Chayfetz, and there'll come days which is a bechin of Ein Behem Chayfetz. You can no longer get up in the morning. You can no longer walk and talk. Alles ist angesinnt und stark. Oh, but leider, we see there are people nebuch. They're lying kadoimim al penei hadoma. Says the Gemara, Shabbos kifnin aleph omad aleph. A very startling peshat. We're all davening for Mashiach. Is that not what we're all davening for? We all ask in Shloim Ircho Barachmim Toshev, but says the Gemara, what did Shloim HaMelech refer to when he says there's going to come Shunim Ashatoyma Eili Behem Chayfetz, Eili Yemois HaMashiach? This refers to the days of Mashiach, She'ein Bahem Lois Chis V'Loi Choyva. When Mashiach will come, there'll no longer be Nisyonis, like we have in the Zman HaGulis. We'll no longer have the Yetzer Hora, which we are faced to with today. It's Oy Bezoy. It's not going to be Shaykh, says the Gemara, Lois Chis V'Loi Choyva. It will be a Bechina of Yomim, She'ein Behem Chayfetz. Writes the Chovetz Chaim,